This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The U.S. House has taken the first step in overturning a Biden administration rule over clean water requirements. Last year, the administration updated protections for streams, wetlands, and other waterways. It overturned a Trump-era rule that federal courts rejected and environmental groups said left waterways open to pollution. But Republican representatives like Lauren Boebert argued that Biden's rule is government overreach.
We all want clean air. We all want clean water. And we know that we do it right without bureaucrats getting in our way.
Boebert and Republican Representative Doug Lamborn are co-sponsors of the resolution. The president says he will veto it if it reaches his desk. The Summit County coroner has released the cause of death of a man caught in an avalanche in Breckenridge on New Year's Eve. CPR's Tina Sieg has more.
The Summit Daily reports the coroner found that 22-year-old Nicholas Feinstein died of avalanche-associated asphyxia and blunt force trauma. He was skiing just out of bounds of Breckenridge Ski Resort when an avalanche fully buried him. It also buried his father, University of Northern Colorado president Andy Feinstein, who was able to free himself and go for help. Nicholas's body was found several hours later. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And skier Michaela Schifrin has tied a record for most World Cup wins. The 27-year-old from Vail won her 86th race at an event in Sweden today. It ties a record set more than 30 years ago. Schifrin called the feeling spectacular. Her first chance to break the record is tomorrow. This is CPR News.